Blake Shelton, right here on Big Country 92.5 KTWB. Little after 9 o'clock, it's time for Ask Dr. Link. Taking your emails at askrobbie@ktwb.com, or we're taking phone calls for your relationship and romantic questions, 336-1019. Dr. Link, how are you?
I'm fine, Robbie. How are you?
I'm good. You're in a great mood tonight.
Oh, unbelievably.
Looking to help some people?
Oh, I'm ready.
Good. I've got an email right here. Dr. Link got an email here from Penny from Brandon. She says, I'm 7 months pregnant. I'm constantly bloated, cranky, and tired. Sounds more like a testimonial than anything else.
Yes.
I'm also very frequently aroused.
Ooh.
But whenever I put the moves on my husband, he won't let it go anywhere. He says it's because he doesn't want to mess with the baby, and once I have it, things will be different. Is my husband being completely insensitive to my needs, and are there other men who absolutely refuse to touch their wives when they're pregnant?
That does happen with some men, and they are called idiots.
You got to get loving when the loving's good.
That's,
when the loving's getting to be got, you got to get
it. You got to get it. It's a rule. I don't make this stuff up. It's a rule.
Because when the baby is born, you know there will be about a 6 months to 1 year drought. So when she's pregnant.
Try about 18 years.
Oh, my goodness. Luke Bryan on Big Country 92.5 KTWB. It's the Ask Dr. Link Hour each week, Mondays, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. We take your calls at 336-1019. You have any romantic or relationship questions? We also take your emails at askrobbie@ktwb.com. We also talk about some fun stuff. Dr. Link, I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a bit of a romantic.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say that I am for the sense of this conversation.
It must be story time.
What do you got over there how about broke romantics? Do you have anything in your bag of tricks for broke romantics?
I do.
You do?
I happen to have that.
Okay, good.
Well, start their work day off with an unexpected message.
Oh.
Oh. Give them a call at work and leave a nice, sweet message. Compliment them sincerely on something less obvious than their looks.
Oh, really?
Really?
Like what?
I have no idea. Maybe they cook something really good.
Like their personality?
Maybe they mowed the lawn really nice.
Boy, you sure mowed that lawn good, baby.
Hey, baby. That was a good job on that lawn. Now get the weed whacker.
I tell you what, you made that mac and cheese like a champ the other night.
No, give me a beer. Let them know you're looking forward to seeing them again.
Aww.
Yes, no matter if you just met them or you've been going together for a while.
Or if you're lying.
Or you're lying. Yes.
I can't wait to see you. Oh, she's going to expect to hear this. Yeah, I'm going to write this out. Yeah.
Write a message in the mirror. Take shaving cream, toothpaste or something. Write a little heart. Write them a note. Something like that.
Have you done that before?
I have done that before.
How'd it work out?
Oh, well. Not so well.
No, not so well? Why? What was the
message? I had to clean it up.
What was the message? Was it?
I had a big heart and said, I love you.
And then what?
She said, clean it up.
Big Country 92.5.
It's Tyler Farr on Big Country 92.5 KTWB. I got another email, Dr. Link. You want to take us?
Yes, I do.
All right. You ready for some enthusiasm?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Dr. Link, an email from Lily from T. She writes, I just started seeing a wonderful guy. Oh, congratulations.
Well, congratulations.
He's handsome, smart, successful. There's so few of us around, right?
I didn't know we were dating, Lily.
And we click. I've never met anyone like him. He's also extremely attentive and chivalrous. After weeks of flirtation and dating, he dropped a bomb on me. He just got out of a 7-year relationship. Not only that, but he knows the woman for 18 years, since college. They ended their relationship 2 months ago. I'm a little annoyed he didn't tell me about this when we first started seeing each other. Why would he hide this from me? Am I a rebound for him? And should I cut him loose? 3 separate questions.
No, you shouldn't cut him loose. And then if he tells you right away, then you go, oh, right away he starts talking about his ex. So it's a no-win situation. You know, he waited till he thought maybe you guys were going somewhere, and then he told you. So no, don't cut him loose.
He's not hiding it from you. He's just omitting telling you. There's a difference.
There is a difference, and he did tell you after a while.
That's new Kenny Chesney on Big Country 92.5 KTWB. I'm Robbie Owens, and in studio, as always on Monday nights, it's Dr. Link. And Dr. Link, you're actually you're prepared today a little bit.
I am prepared. It's like Preparation H.
No, it's the wrong kind of preparation.
Oh, I get them confused.
Yes, you should. What do you got for me?
Okay, way to tell if a guy's into you. He sneaks in a we instead of saying I or you. He says we a whole lot. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
He leads you on, but in a good way. He'll say, like, hey, have you heard about this new restaurant or this movie? He's sending you a hint, a tip, a message.
A signal.
A signal. Like hit and run. Okay.
It's the wrong signal.
Oh, sorry.
You made some terrible notes on your homework.
Well, first time I've done homework.
Okay.
So have the grades to prove it. Okay. He eagerly brings you into his inner circle. He will invite himself over to your house on a Saturday night and tell you what to cook. No, that's...
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, it does sound vaguely familiar. In other words, we're cooking Saturday night.
Yes, we are. That's great.
Well, hey, what can I say?
So those are things for women that can help.
To tell if the guy is into you. You know, he'll introduce you to his friends and he'll say we and all those nice things.
What about if a guy just walks up and says to a lady, like, look, I'm really into you. Would that be a signal or would that be?
Very subtle, very subtle. But if you read between the lines, he could be saying that, yes.
Okay, good.
But you have to be a trained pro to pick up signals like that.
Okay.
92.5
KTWB.
Big Country 92.5 KTWB. Dr. Link, emails are coming in from everywhere.
Everywhere.
Should we take another one?
We should.
Okay. Dr. Link, Hillary from Sioux Falls writes in, a year ago, I hooked up with a guy in my group of friends, but I knew it was a bad idea, so I ended it after a few months. I still run into him occasionally, but all the funny business stopped until now. He's been sending me booty call texts the past 2 weekends. I know I don't want to hook up with him, but I don't know how to respond. Should I just ignore his texts? And why has he started booty calling me again?
Well, a lot of men will make booty calls as long as they think they could get somewhere with it. So you have to lay the law down. Say no more booty.
Is that how she should write it?
Exactly.
Okay, how do you spell that?
B. T-T-T-Y.
Okay, just to make sure, Hillary, that's how you spell it. So no more booty.
Booty.
Perfect. Love that song. New Sam Hunt, Leave the Night on Big Country 92.5 KTWB. I'm Robbie Owens. Ask Dr. Link every Monday night now from 9 to 10 p.m. Dr. Link, got a question for you.
I got an answer.
Got a close friend of mine, and she is having some problems getting a kid to take a hint that she wants nothing to do with him.
Okay.
What advice would you give her if this kid just doesn't want to listen to the part where she wants nothing to do with him? Like, it's pretty cut and dry, you know, when you do something like that.
Well, you tell him repeatedly, and then if he doesn't get the message, you block his phone number. You block it. Stop answering him. Don't feed into him. Block his phone number. And if he tries some other way, then you know what? You can report him.
Block him on Facebook as well?
Block him everywhere.
Okay. So that's good. That's extremely good advice.
Well, that's all I give.
That is all you give. Good job.
You're in Big Country. 92.5 KTWB.
I've got one more email for Dr. Link. What do you think, Dr. Link? You think you can handle it?
I'm tired.
You can handle one more.
One more.
Here we go. Dr. Link, an email from Rita, who's listening to us in Chancellor. She writes, I've been spending more nights with my boyfriend recently. Things have been mostly fine, but I've noticed something weird the other night. He never sleeps with his shirt off, ever. Now, I've dated a lot of men, and they've always slept shirtless. My boyfriend says he doesn't do it because his skin is too sensitive. Do most men sleep with their shirts off, and isn't that one of the perks of being a guy?
Yes. I've never heard of a guy sleeping with his shirt on because the skin is too sensitive.
Yeah, I sleep with my shirt on, but I don't, not because my skin's too sensitive.
I said man.
Oh, okay. Well, this is not going very well. This could be your last show.